The news in touch with your world. I'm Leanne Kuntz. Good morning. Mangaung Metro denies DA's claims of disagreement with SAMWU and state witness to continue testimony in Panayotor trial. The Mangaung Metro has denied allegations that the chaos that erupted at Bloemfontein City Hall last night was as a result of Mayor Oli Mlamleli backtracking on an agreement reached with striking SAMWU workers. Municipal spokesperson Kondile Kedama says claims by the DA in the Free State that SAMWU workers set the historic building alight after Mlamleli refused to sign an agreement reached on Tuesday are false.
There's no agreement that the executive mayor is supposed to sign. There was an LLF local labor forum that had said all the parties that sit on the LLF deferred the meeting to the 28th, which is next week, Thursday. That is the meeting that has to come up with concrete resolution. If there's a need for the executive mayor to sign, the executive mayor will be guided by that forum because it has got all the representatives and role players with regard to labor, the management itself, or representatives of the city. So nothing has come to the table of the executive mayor where she's supposed to sign.
Kedama says the extent of the damage will be determined today. SAMWU's provincial chairperson, Kongo Matsepe, has meanwhile denied that their members were responsible for the fire. He told OFM News SAMWU members were outside the hall when the fire started. Police members had to use rubber bullets and tear gas to disperse the crowd. The fire was extinguished at 10:30 p.m. last night. SAMWU's provincial secretary, Tabang Tehua, has meanwhile also said union members were not protesting yesterday. They were assembled near City Hall to receive feedback from SAMWU leaders regarding the outcome of a meeting with the Mangaung Metro in which labour issues were discussed on Tuesday.
It is on that meeting where we're expecting the employer to sign the agreement, but they did in about 10 and refused to sign. Now, yesterday, workers were not even protesting. They were there to receive feedback from the president of the National Union on what transpired in the LLF. So basically, that was a sort of a meeting why they met or converged next to or around the City Hall.
And state witness Teresa Buerta will spend her third day in the witness box today, facing cross-examination by legal counsel for PE murder accused Christopher Panayotor. Buerta, a data analyst, has been testifying about information gleaned from cell phone and tracking data on the day that teacher Jade Panayotor was abducted and murdered in April 2015. Doreen Lopeser reports.
Advocate Terry Price brought up the 19 calls made between the handset of Chanel Kutz and that of a man named Trompi. He says the calls were all between 13 to 14 seconds long and could not be considered a conversation. He says his data shows that the calls went straight to voicemail. Buerta told the court that the telephone numbers were physically punched in on the phone. Price indicated yesterday that he would consult his own expert to determine if he's done with his cross-examination. Doreen Lopeser for OFM News in Port Elizabeth.
Top story this hour, the Mangaung Metro has denied allegations that the chaos that erupted at Bloemfontein City Hall last night was as a result of Mayor backtracking on an agreement to reach with striking SAMWU workers. Reach OFM News via email at news@ofm.co.za.